Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Life with a Girlfriend with Christine, Maria, and Julie.
And that's exactly what it says on iTunes, doesn't it? Life with a Girlfriend
with Christine, Maria, and Julie. I don't know how that happened.
But now now it's stuck.
It's really a downer, too.
Why?
Because you gotta, when you search for it, you gotta go, Life with a Girlfriend with Christine, Maria, and Julie.
Oh, really? It doesn't pop up?
Not really.
That's kind of crazy.
At least on my iPhone 5. I don't know.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy, though.
It's all crazy.
Yeah.
But what are you going to do?
I don't know.
So anyway,
be depressed?
Well, you told today, you go like,
I don't feel funny today.
And you said this pressure of feeling like I had to perform and be funny. You know, I don't know. I don't know if I could do it anymore. It just seems like so hard.
Well, I think because, like, Dad's surgery's coming up this week.
Yeah.
He's having his knee surgery.
Yeah.
And it just feels like, I don't know if anybody out there, like, feels like the same way, but, like, it feels like the closer it gets, like, the more things are going wrong.
Right.
Like, Julie got a cold, and the first thing she said was, I have a cold, but we've got to make sure that Dad doesn't get this.
Yeah.
So anything will stop having this surgery, because he had his like cardiac catheterization, because he had to have the clear from the heart guy, and he had to have a clear from our, he's had all these doctor's appointments.
Yeah.
And we've got the dog boarded and trying to get everything, and he wakes up this morning with a cold,
and you're like,
really,
what the hell?
And then that's when I said, people, we've got to have a meeting.
You did. And it's so funny.
I called it.
Well.
And it was, and you guys, what about? Well, we have a family meeting, but I go, the energy.
Yeah.
I said, we're having an energetic meeting. Because I don't know what else to say, except like yesterday we got stopped. We got pulled over by the state, by the popo, as
yeah.
Dad calls it.
Yeah.
And then 2 days before that, Norm hit a parked car.
Yeah.
And just, like, things have been going on.
Well, and it's just...
Strange things.
And it's just enough to knock you off balance.
Right.
And you go, how do I get back in balance? How do I live like this? And it just, is Mercury in retrograde? Could be. Who knows? I have no idea. I don't really believe that stuff anyway.
I know, but also, you know, at the beginning of the year, we did talk about, like, you know, Norm going to get his dental vacation.
Yes.
In Mexico, because he yes. needed, like, about $10,000 worth
yeah.
of, like, stuff on it. But we've chosen to do it a little bit piecemeal, a little
yes.
bit here, a little bit there. And so he's done this one tooth that was that he had pulled,
right?
And it was annoying to me because, you know, a guy smiles a lot, and all I could see was this big hole.
Now, also because the fact you guys, like most married couples, you have your side, and he has his side of the bed,
right?
So
that side of the bed is the one I have to look at the hole on.
Yeah, you're yeah. like, oh, man. Well, can I also say something? We're probably not unlike other people, or maybe we are. If you listen to Jack Canfield, we're in the top 3% who actually write down their goals and their objectives for the year.
Okay.
So, yeah, welcome to the top 3%ers.
That's us.
That's us. So, you know, I should have...
But, and the fact that we leave our Christmas lights out all year long.
That's the top 2%.
I would say that's better.
Even great. So I've got to read this. So I don't know when we did this, but we did a 2018
goal. We did January 2018.
Now, here is
I wrote down
mom's...
Mine.
Starting with the number one thing that would make her a year. Goal for her for
goal
this year.
A goal for the 2018 new year,
the number
I wrote down
one
in January.
Thing, Dad gets dental work.
It was the number one thing in my life at that time because the little guy has brittle teeth syndrome.
No, he does not have brittle teeth syndrome. He's not a little guy either.
Everything used to just break his teeth off.
He'd be
just eating some cake or something and a tooth would fall out.
Exactly. Yeah. But I thought that was so cute. The number one thing that would make my life an improvement.
My life. Yeah.
Is if your father got dental work. And so here's the deal. We also didn't, you know, we had been talking about going to Mexico.
Yeah.
And just like the beauty contest. us. You know, we know that if we did, if we waited for all the work to get done at one time and Dad would have to go to Mexico, he would just keep putting it off and putting it off. And, and he would never go to Mexico to get the dental work done.
By the way, he still, he could have joined the beauty contest yesterday because it was Mardi Gras and at Jellystone. But he chose not to participate and renege on his promise because it was either last weekend he was going to be at the Father's Day beauty pageant or he was going to be in the Mardi Gras beauty pageant, and he got neither. He did neither.
Neither. Well, that's wonderful.
Neither.
Well.
But can I just finish the one thing?
Yeah.
So he went to the dentist this week, and the one tooth that has a hole, he now has a, what do they call it, temporary.
Yeah.
But it's short. And I said, why is this, why did he make such a short temporary?
Yeah.
And I said, that's certainly not going to be the, when the new tooth comes in, it's not going to be that length. He goes, oh, yeah. I go, why? He goes, well, this is the mold. He took the mold in, and evidently, this is how Norm put it, the bottom tooth was so long that this top tooth has to be short. But it looks odd. It just looks odd to me, and I want to go back. I'm tired of not getting my money's worth. You see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Either we expect way too much, like going, okay, $2,000 isn't going to get you a full tooth.
Just get you a short tooth.
Yeah. You wanted the full tooth? Well, Norm gave us a budget. He said about $2,000, and I gave him a $2,000 tooth. You're asking for the 2200 version, 2500 version. Yeah. What do you think is his?
The 2020 version of the tooth.
Yeah, I go, tell your wife to wear less glasses.
What does that mean?
You know, like, so you don't see it.
Oh, God. Okay, get it.
So it appears bigger than it really is.
Got it. Yeah. Oh, he would love me to get those glasses.
He would be. Ba-dum-bum. Good job, Mama.
So I notice that you're coughing through this entire podcast.
It's going to have to be. I have no other option right now.
Yeah.
You know, and you sound like you're getting it.
I refuse to.
Thank you, because I need you to be there for me this week.
I refuse to.
I was like, it's just so interesting, because you're still, a cold for me is worse than the flu.
Yeah.
At least a flu, you get it. You feel you can't do anything for 2 or 3 days.
Right.
But then you get better. But with a cold, for me, these things...
You still have to keep going.
Yeah, you guys still keep going.
You went to lacrosse?
Forever. That's 2-3 weeks.
Yeah, for us it does.
And it's so embarrassing, because I really do believe... I believe in law of attraction. You know, I do believe that we put out get, and you know, you talk positively. And I remember during that time I was unable to integrate it all.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, you know, coaching somebody and they go, you know, you get these colds a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like.
Yeah, somebody you were coaching goes, you know, Julie.
When are you going to release this cold thing?
Yeah.
And I go in,
Well, I remember I had the cold too and doing an actual class with you. And one of the students who we know she'd been with us for many other classes said, you know, girls, enough already.
Enough with this cold.
Enough
stuff.
With this cold already.
And you're like, I don't know why. And so I have had to integrate this idea that regardless of whether or not I get cold, I'm still a valid person.
Yes, you still.
I still get to be valid.
Unlike Kimmy Schimmel, or Kimmy, is it Schimmel? Kimmy
Schmidt.
Kimmy Schmidt. And she goes, I'm not here. I'm invisible. You don't see me. I'm not here.
Yeah. I'm so glad you've gotten into that show.
Yeah, I love it.
I tried to get you involved in it for months, but you said no. You're like, I don't think so. And then Dad had to you let Dad talk you into it, which is good.
Yeah, well,
I mean, I didn't see it till last night, you know. But
yeah, but you appreciated it, right?
Yeah,
I know, I did too.
Yeah, but so anyway, I love this idea that, you know, we're working on our 2018 projects, and it is very odd that when you need your health the most is when you don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
And yet it's not odd at all because this is how my life has always been.
Mm-hmm.
And I can talk myself through it. And at some point you have to go to a different belief system, which is it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I mean, and it's not unusual that we are, look, it's June. Mm-hmm. It's 6 months into the year, mm-hmm. and we are just looking at the goals that we wrote in January.
Right.
And we are reassessing.
Yeah.
There's a couple of things that you went, because I had number three on my list was do 2 8-minute movies.
For this one contest.
Because I wanted to enter this contest in August.
Yeah.
Well, the contest no longer exists for whatever reason. You were happy.
I was happy.
But I spent, I spent probably about 10 to 14 days every day coming up with different topics. And
yes,
we wrote 50 topics down.
Yes, you did.
That we could do for the 8-minute movie.
I know.
You have them right there.
I'm going to read to them.
You should read some of them.
Yeah, I have them right here for you. So this was our, you know, I don't just buy a notebook for our 2018 goals. I go out and I buy that sketchbook.
That big sketchbook, yeah.
I do. I have many of them.
Yeah, we have 2017.
Yeah, because they really feel like substantial then, right?
And you're like serious.
Yeah. I don't know what was on this page. This page, I have 4 things written down. I don't know why. I have expanding into other centuries. That's number one. 2, Bitcoin. 3, Warren Buffett. 4, I have no idea, Norway and Taco Blues. And then speaking like foreigners. I don't know.
Are you sure that wasn't because we did 50. I understand Bitcoin because we brought that Bitcoin in that you prophesized Bitcoin and that person offered us $25,000 in Bitcoin for a URL.
Oh, yes.
Which we turned down.
And speaking of Bitcoin, by the way.
Yeah.
I got here they are. I got a text from my brother and he said, show this to mother. I'm like, he didn't say mother. He goes, mom, show it to mom. She'll freak out. And it was a Bitcoin ATM machine at the mall, at Woodfield
Mall.
What?
Yes.
What? I know.
Should we have taken the money and ran?
Well, I would have, but he didn't come through.
Yeah.
So I wanted to work on that because I got to get rid of that URL before 2019
happened. We do have to get rid of that URL.
Hey, if you want weight loss 2019, let me know.
Yeah.
It's open to be sold. Or I'm going to use it. Make some money off of it. Okay, so here is what your eight-minute movie ideas have been.
Yeah. Now, I literally spent, honestly, 2 weeks coming up with all these because I was going to win. Mm-hmm. I was going to do 2 8-minute movies. And I was going to win one with one of them.
So your first one was, of course, podcast Life with a Girlfriend. We were just going to film ourselves
doing the podcast. Makes sense. Kill 2 birds with 1 stone.
Now here's the thing. This has to be this 8-minute has some criteria.
Right.
Which was it was non-edited.
Non-edited, non-stopped.
Non-stop.
Well, I guess that would be non-edited.
Yeah, turn the camera on.
8 minutes.
8 minutes. You could figure it all out beforehand.
Right.
Some contests, they give you like a topic, and then like within 48 hours, you have to create this whole thing. And it's 2 minutes long or whatever.
Oh, no, I think it's 7 minutes.
Well, but this one was like no editing.
Right.
I'm like, okay, well, that's kind of cool. We'll just put this on ourselves. And
then
an asteroid is going to hit the Earth.
Love it. Not been done before.
No. Exactly. A non-edited food show.
And
like we talked about like having a cat walk up on the counter.
Yeah.
I'm like, who are we a cat?
I don't know, but that's been done before, I'm sure. It's not like people with cats never catch their kittens or their kitties on the countertop looking at the food.
We open up a time vault.
Oh, I love that one.
Yeah. You know,
what's another one?
Finding an old suitcase in the new house. Like we.
Ooh, I love that one.
So we only got, it's an 8-minute movie or less.
Yeah.
Not edited. And so somehow we just have a camera probably filming this.
Gotta have a camera going up to the attic, finding an old suitcase. Never seen this before.
Yeah.
What could possibly be in here?
Yeah. How can we have seen this before?
I know
you
what it could be.
Yeah.
It could be a time suitcase.
Yeah. Ooh, a time traveling suitcase or a
Time vault.
Oh, yeah.
You combine them.
I have on here just the two words, reverse engineer.
okay. Oh, excuse me.
So basically what we do is, here's our 8-minute show. Here, Christine, here's a lawnmower. Now reverse engineer this bitch.
In 8 minutes.
Here's an IKEA piece of furniture.
Yeah.
And here's that little L tool. God only knows what that's for. Go ahead. Reverse engineer this bitch. Go for it right now. I want to see you do it. Oh, my God.
No, the L tool?
No, I said putting together an IKEA.
Oh, no.
No, I know. I didn't know I had that out there.
That would be great in 8 minutes.
So I have you reversing. We have two of them. Mm-hmm. I have you putting it together in 8 minutes. And I have you taking it apart to get in 8 minutes. Reverse engineer that.
You bit. Realize, though, how many hours we spent on these 45 ideas?
Yeah, that was day one. I had 11 day one. On day one. Now, here's day two. Let's see if we get some bigger ideas.
Okay.
Yeah, we've got over 39 different ideas.
Tell me what day two is about.
Yeah. Day two, you had, a family Thanksgiving eating with Jim Baker with the world collapsing behind them.
I don't remember that.
Oh, mostly because
that is so
I get
great.
It. We're,
that
we're
is
eating,
so great.
We're eating
their food,
their
30,
Jim Baker
30
food.
Year food.
Yeah, like, hey, the world's collapsing behind us.
But we're having Thanksgiving.
A great day. We're having mac and cheese and stroganoff. And, you know, we had to get the water from the toilet that we've been holding, you know.
No, Jill, he's now selling water.
He's selling now
60-year water.
Which is nuts.
In cans.
It's just nuts.
Can you imagine what the world's going to look like off of those water cans?
Yeah, good job. That is the most ridiculous idea. It'd be different if he should just sell filters.
He does sell filters
as
well.
I don't know who thought of this idea. That is just such a...
Easier. Just to sell water.
You can't...
And it wasn't that easy to come up with. He said it was difficult to come
up with
the 30-year process.
Yeah. Crazy. Mm-hmm. I mean, listen, I'm going to be knocking on his door if this all goes down to hell. Once I get my...
You want to go to Branson? You want to live in Branson? If it all goes to hell in a handbasket?
I might think it is hell in Branson. Yeah, I don't know. Someone's having a baby. Hey.
Aww.
I don't know what this one is.
Yeah?
You just want to write down overdramatic noise. Spoof. What the hell does that mean?
Shoot.
It was an overdramatic noise. Spoof.
I should have written down a little bit more because now I have no idea.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it was pretty, pretty major at the moment.
First open my comedy. So
first
like,
open mic.
Like I'm filming you. It's your first open mic comedy.
It's my first time.
And you're giving us 8 minutes or less, thank God.
eight minutes
is like,
oh my God.
Even professionals have a hard time doing this.
Yeah, 8 minutes. Okay. Maybe I'll just talk like Michelle Wolf. And I'll do that for 8 minutes.
Kid with an imaginary friend. I like that one.
Oh, I like that one. Imaginary friend. I could do that.
Crows being friend. And it's a horror one.
I love that the crows are being befriended.
Yeah, and then I have jointly attached to ears and fingers. So, like, crows are attached to your ears and fingers? Why do I have that?
No, I just think that we're just attached by our ears and by our fingers.
Oh.
Two people are attached by their ears and fingers.
And they have friends. Okay. old grandma with fake...
Teeth?
Set. Fake pet.
Oh, old grandma with fake pet?
Yes.
Aww.
Kind of an interesting idea.
That'd be kind of a good idea.
Yeah.
Swingers. I kind of get that one. Swingers. Hey, bringing that into being.
We have a weight loss transformational one here.
In 8 minutes?
Yeah. No editing. How would you do that?
I don't know.
I'm wearing a fatter suit.
No. Basically, you put on a fat suit.
Yeah, reverse.
Reverse engineer. Sorry, girlfriend. And you're really not coughing. This is actually laughter. This is laughter. And wouldn't this be funny if this was the one that we decided to do 8 minutes on?
Yes.
And you're just coughing.
Yeah, exactly. And they're going, oh, this is good. Okay. Man floating in water.
That's it?
But he comes back to life. Horror. We put in
horror.
Horror.
In parentheses, horror?
Yeah, it's a horror thing.
Da, da, da.
A therapy session.
Uh-huh. That's not bad.
A coaching session. A sex worker. I think you wanted to play that.
I did want to play that part.
We have just the word millennial. All
right. I want to be a sex worker that helps, like, the paraplegics.
Yes. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Because then they don't touch me.
Yeah. You do all the work.
But I also keep my own boundaries.
Yeah, exactly. I don't do whatever. He can't make me do what I don't want to do.
Yeah, exactly.
And if he does, it's all my problem anyway. Yeah. What are you going to do to me? There's something about that.
I know. I like to be in control.
Well, what about, I wonder if there's actually like, you know, if there could be disability money in that. You know,
well, we, you know, you met a friend for dinner last night who has the, she's got the catbird seat.
Yeah, yes.
Her boyfriend, you know, wink, wink. I mean,
yes,
he is her boyfriend, but he wasn't always her boyfriend. He got hit by a bus and now he's on disability.
Yes.
And she takes care of people on disability. But now their boyfriend and girlfriend, they live together. He doesn't work because he's on disability. She gets paid for living with him.
Yep.
And then as they're waiting for this huge settlement from the school bus company, that to me, maybe, that's a catbird seat.
Somebody's been going, there is nothing good in that that story. How horrible is your life, Christine?
Hey, make Marie. That number 40 on the 8-minute
yeah.
movie.
Yeah. Or, no, put it on my 2018 list
yeah.
for what I want to do this year. Can I get that scenario to work for me? Because that sounds like great. Yeah. Yeah. Catbird seat number 2 or 3.
Yeah,
there
yeah.
you go.
There we go.
Cannabis idea. The cannabis, you know. I just have like things like Alexa idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no. You know what? See my Alexa idea. My Alexa idea was that we adopted this piece of equipment, and her name happens to be Alexa.
Uh huh.
But she becomes like. She, you know, it was a good idea that we were, you know, going to adopt her and stuff like that. But then she starts becoming, like, really demanding. Like, you need to get up now. I need right. to be, you know, it's like. It's,
I don't think we should. You've got something there. The word adoption freaks me out. Like, why would you adopt some kind of electronical equipment?
So I should just buy it.
Like, you're buying a used equipment.
I'm buying it used.
Or maybe you go to a swap meet, you know, or what do you call those things in the city?
Yeah.
They're not rummage sales, but they're flea markets.
Flea markets.
And this guy here, you're looking around, and this guy's got tons of Alexas, and you're like, but they're refurbished in bunny ears. You know, they actually have bunny ears on
right there. So I think I'm buying an Alexa.
And you did, but it's a refurbished one, and so it's got all the hopes, dreams, and desires of previous owners. And that guy's hopes, dreams, and desires were effed up, and it has not the memory has not been wiped clean.
Uh-huh.
And so he had programmed Alexa to kind of treat him a little bit rougher, dominatrix like.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
So you get where I'm going? Don't
I kind of do, kind of do.
Do.
She's tough on him.
She's tough on him. Yeah, that's what she's.
Because that's kind of how I felt like I would. I guess somehow I got Alexa, and I ended up working for her.
Right, because
and
she's
like,
a dominatrix.
You should get up now. Alexa, let me sleep for 5 minutes. Oh, no.
No.
Oh, no, no.
I go,
you need to get up now if you're going to do all the things you wanted to do for me today.
Yeah, hello.
What did you want me to do, Alexa? Well, you know.
I go, well, I need some new programming because Netflix is coming out. You better get your ass to work and so I can afford some new stuff, some upgrades.
Oh, Alexa wants the upgraded, yeah.
Alexa wants more content.
Yeah.
She's craving.
Well, I mean, I know that you and I are thinking about having some more content. We're like having a YouTube channel.
Yes.
Do we want to be on Roku or something?
Yes, what you want to do is be on Roku. Yeah. I know nothing about Roku.
I don't either.
But you throw out these ideas to me like, hey, can you do that for me?
Yeah. Put down number 40, two people talking for 8 minutes on having a Roku channel. Think that'll win?
Yes. I love this. Dad and mom computer porn story. Sure. Sinkhole. So basically we get an alert on our cell phone that there's a sinkhole nearby.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love that. And then what do we do?
We don't.
For 8 minutes.
For 8 minutes. Like, what do we do?
What do we do?
Where's sinkhole at? Don't get out of the house. You're in a sinkhole. Oh, no.
So for 8 minutes, we're just like going, is the sinkhole here?
Or, how's it here?
What?
Now we're just coming up with different alerts.
No.
Yeah, because I think you said to me, we must get to 50 by the end of this week, and now we're at 39.
Yeah.
So you're just like,
yeah.
So the next 39, guess what this alert is?
Yeah.
We get an alert on our cell phone.
For a tornado?
No. Straight line wind.
Straight line wind?
Yeah, there's straight line winds coming.
Oh, wind.
Damn those straight line winds! I get alert. Oh my god, what's going on, Julie? What's going on, Mom? Oh my gosh, where's our helmets? The straight line winds are coming. What do we do? What do we do?
Oh my god, we've got well.
Well, that everything. Yeah, we get to the 5th 39.
Luckily, that contest is no longer.
Yeah, thank God. Regression session.
Oh, I love that. You know what? That's got bones. Yeah. That's got chops. Yeah. Because what happens when they're regressed? They have memories of being on an alien ship.
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh. I got a website here.
For that?
For maybe the contest.
You do?
I have 48hourfilm.com. Now,
we never did go there.
I did go there, and I thought it was, and I have July 13th, 8th.
No.
We'll have to look and see.
Oh, my God. You're saying that there's still a potential that we could still enter this contest.
There might be a potential, which would be great.
Do you remember my first one, though, was that I thought it was if you were like somebody was not necessarily an Uber driver, but a Lyft driver.
Yes. I do have that Gracelift user driver.
That's what it and I because I bought the URL Gracelift.
Yeah.
And I was going to make the movie, and it was going to be like this guy was going to be dropping off and picking up this one person that was going to end up changing his life.
Yes.
In a good way. And did I tell you that Dad was, you know, he was in Wisconsin or was it Iowa this week, and he stopped at a rest area to go to the bathroom.
No.
And he met a guy that handed him his card. He said it was an old guy, like a kind of old codger. Huh. And he goes, "I want you to read my card to Norm." And it goes, and so Norm read the card and said, "I am a massage therapist," you know, and his name, and he had his, like, initials afterwards. And then in the bottom it says, "Always a happy ending." And then he looked at Norm, and Norm looked at him, and, like, Norm went, "Oh, okay.
All right, dude, thanks."
"Thanks, dude."
"Thanks, dude. You appreciate that. There's always a need for massage therapists to guarantee a happy ending."
Yeah.
Would
you put that on your card, though?
Well.
That's out there.
And in a truck stop.
It was a rest area.
Rest area, okay.
Because, I mean, that would be more regular people as opposed to truckers.
Yeah, they're always still truckers, though.
Okay.
I mean, okay. Like, I went to Wisconsin.
But I have to tell you though, on Dan Savage, he said that truck drivers, like, he said that gay guys, they love to have fantasies about men they fear. Men in occupations they fear. And number one is truckers.
Huh.
And so, the number one gay fantasy is that you meet a trucker at a truck stop, and you know he's big macho dude, and then he decides to ravish you.
Yeah.
So
interesting.
Yeah.
So it's hard to think that Norm was approached by an older massage therapist, and what's really weird is. Gave him the card.
Gave him his card.
And then the guy said, "By the way, sir, make sure you
read the bottom line." Read and he stood there. Right.
Read the guarantee. And the guy, you know, like, "Oh, okay." Yeah. He goes, "All right, sir, no problem. Yeah, how you doing? Good. Here's good. Okay, good. Dad's a nice guy. You do it."
Yeah.
So do you think, before Norm mentioned this to you, how did you think at any given time that thought goes, "God, I could really use a massage.
I could really use that." Well, we did. Here's the one thing that is a question mark for me.
Okay.
Are we not missing some money this week?
Oh, my God. Yes.
My point, exactly.
Yes. Okay.
And what did we say? We didn't spend it.
No.
And Norm knows where to get it.
In the car, in the garage.
Yeah.
Where does everybody keep their money? In their wallet, in the garage, in the car.
And where did it disappear? What did I say? I said, "Julie, I am missing a $50 bill."
Yeah, and we're missing 220s.
And 220s.
And I said, "We've got to stop keeping, either we've got to keep our track of our money."
Yeah.
"Or we got to stop keeping it here because somebody is coming to our garage and going into our car and taking our money."
And do you think it's Norm?
Well, I hope it's Norm. I hope that he's having a happy ending with it. At least it'd be of value.
I guess.
Otherwise, we've got...
Why should he be the only one that's happy in this household?
That gets a happy ending?
That's what I want to know.
Diane Sandwich was saying the same thing. Like, you need to get... Yeah, well, first of all, I guess that maybe that massage therapist means boy or girl happy ending. I don't know.
I don't know. But I don't know who gets his card, but
you know. Oh, yeah. Or maybe Dad can say, hey, my wife and I would love to get my massage. You know, would you be interested?
Well, I asked this was a couple of decades ago, but my best friend was a massage therapist.
Yes.
And I did ask her, I said, you know, what happens if, you know, when you're doing guys and they get boners?
Yeah.
What happens?
Yeah.
You know, under that sheet. And she just said, oh, they just love it. They just love it. And that was all she said. And so I was always left thinking, what do they love?
Yeah.
Do they love just getting a good massage?
Right.
Or is there, you know,
yeah.
I don't really know.
Well, it's interesting because I was a massage therapist for a hot minute. Literally. A hot minute. And I got trained in California at a
naked massage
at
place.
A very hippie oriented, very professional, but clothing optional. Note to people out there, if it says clothing optional, that doesn't mean that clothing's optional. No one's wearing clothes.
Yeah.
I mean, you get to wear clothes when you eat, thank God. They pretty much frown on that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, hey, you know.
Because it'd be kind of hard to dribble hot sauce on your boobies.
Yeah. And it was a vegan, you know.
Hence hot sauce.
And hot, yeah, because nothing tastes well. Yeah, exactly. But I remember trying to hang up my shingle as a massage therapist mm-hmm. in our local town.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I did it for like a month or two.
Yeah.
And I had a few clients.
Right.
But literally half of them were men. And a couple of them, like, were always... They would take my hand and like put it like wrap it around like try and like make me sure I knew that like
they were
open to it. I'm like, oh fuck this shit, man. This is I'm not here for this. I go, I just want to massage women who've been like running hard or had a hard life. You know, I'm like one of those, and not in a sexual way. Like literally, I don't know. I know that I don't know about you, but I had this one friend. And I don't know why I'm totally different, but like I prefer female doctors for
right.
gynecologists.
Right.
I prefer that.
Right.
I have a male, like my normal doctor, he's a man or whatever. But you know, but any more than that, I want a female doctor.
Right.
You know, I just feel comfortable. I remember this one woman though. She said, "I can only have male doctors. I only want male gynecologists. I only want male doctors because women doctors, to me, it doesn't feel like, it feels unnatural." I'm like, and this was a woman talking to me. I'm like, how does it feel unnatural for you? Because I don't know. I don't know. And so, but, and I don't even know where I'm going with this. You're probably going, I don't know where you're going either, Julie. What were we talking about? Massages.
Yeah.
Oh. So, like, to me... If as a woman, I prefer women massage therapists.
Oh, me too.
Like I don't really want a man's hands all over me.
Right.
You know, just because I just want to relax in it.
Right.
And I think I'd always feel a little bit, which I know is not true. So don't go saying, hey, there's lots of great male massage therapists. It's totally professional. Mm-hmm. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there would always be like a little tiny bit of a sexual component. I could be wrong.
Yeah. Well, even, what is it, Massage Envy? They've had issues with
yeah.
that same. But wouldn't you rather fart in front of a girl as opposed to a boy?
Yeah, I'm going to, and I'm also going to, if I'm in front of a woman, I really will relax more.
Yeah.
And if I'm naked in front of a man with a towel over me or
yeah.
whatever,
yeah.
even though I'm going to be totally professional, some part of my monkey brain that will go, oh, how do I look when I... Like, do I need to twist my body a little bit more to make it look prettier? You know,
right.
it's like, I want to just completely relax.
Right.
And I'm not going to completely relax completely.
Right.
You know, if
completely.
If I had to think, like, oh, how are they judging me?
Right.
And I don't know if that's true or not, but that's mm-hmm. how I feel. And I just want to apologize now because I know I'm talking fast. And before the show, my mother once again reminded me, hey, you know, you're talking kind of fast lately. Can you slow it down?
You act like all I do is criticize you. I just said one little thing.
No, we have a long standing relationship
where I criticize.
And a lot goes on in that. And maybe it's like a 5% criticizing. I don't know. 4%.
Right.
I mean.
And it wasn't, it was just like, hey, I'm coaching you.
Coaching me up. I appreciate that. And then it's, today I'm trying to think about being like, oh, I'm coughing and I got a cold and I sound nasally. And, you know, I'm at the end of my master's and I got a lot of stuff to do. And
I know. And we're taking
this time. I feel horrible.
Well, it is true. It's like, you know, normally I think we would have just played an old
yeah.
show.
Yeah, but no, not but us. We're banning not up. New us.
Nope.
New us goes through.
Yeah.
No matter what.
We rally through.
We rally through, exactly. And it's funny because I realized usually I have my little phone near me telling me what time we started the show and end and all that stuff. Oh, no, not today. We're free flying.
Yeah.
We're just doing it, you know. We're just having a good time. I wanted to talk about this one commercial. Commercials have gotten really weird lately. And I don't know about you. I really, like, you've taught me that everything is subliminal.
Yes,
and
I have.
Also, in marketing, nothing is taken for granted. So I always assume every visual I get,
everything
is an intentional something.
Exactly.
You know, right now, 100%. I would say more than half of the couples on TV
are
biracial.
Exactly.
And or same sex, just not, you know.
Right.
You know, I would go just a mix. Now,
not
I don't
traditional.
I don't know if it's because they want to say, hey, let's kill two birds with one stone. Like, we need a married couple.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, let's try and take care of a lot of people at one time.
Let's make them black and white.
Yes. Okay. And let's have their kids be adopted from Korea.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Okay.
That would kill two birds
yeah.
with one stone.
Yeah. And let's have them be, you know, let's have one be kind of gender neutral
mm-hmm.
so that, like, we don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
Here.
Metro.
Metro. Yeah. Metro. Either way. And they go, okay. So the big marketing firm from Mad Men going, this represents the U.S. today.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at it going, I know nobody who looks like that family. Nobody. Now, there's one commercial. It's for a computer. And it has this YouTube person on it.
Mm-hmm.
Very pretty black woman, mm-hmm. I think. She could be, I have no idea. She's mm-hmm. brownish, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah, we're all, mm-hmm. like you know,
I don't know which box she checks.
I don't have no idea. Nor do I really care.
Yeah.
I mean, I really don't. Yeah. But the first thing that comes out of her mouth is, where I grew up, no one looked like me.
Yeah.
And I go, I don't know where you grew up. You look like everybody.
It looks like she's in New York.
Yeah. I go, like no one looks like me. I'm like, what?
Where did you grow up?
I go, you're a pretty woman who dresses nice. I go, where did you possibly grow up that no one looked like you?
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Yeah. I mean, did you grow up in Afghanistan where everybody had to wear covering off their...
Because then you didn't know.
Then you didn't know. Yeah. Then you wouldn't have known.
Yeah.
But I thought, what behind the marketing campaign
yeah.
was that about? And I thought, do we all feel that way? Deep down, we all feel nobody thinks the way I think.
Yeah.
And we're all disconnected and all alone.
Right.
And if that's the case, you should be on my meditation program because it's about connecting. I mean, I don't know about you, but since I've been meditating every day
mm-hmm.
with my group of people.
You feel connected.
I feel more connected.
Yeah.
You know? I wouldn't say anymore, hey, when I grew up, no one looked like me, you know? I'll tell you what, though. No one did look like me when I was growing up. I was in the top 1% of height, you know, and, mm-hmm. and weight when I was growing up. I was, at age 10, I was like a 16-year-old girl. You know? I had like a double D breast and everything. No one looked like me. You don't hear me saying that. When I grew up, no one looked like me.
When I grew up, nobody was redheaded and green-eyed and left-handed.
Yeah.
And
psychic.
Italian.
Yeah. Italian. Oh, please. That's how the DNA is going to come back, I'm sure.
I know. Isn't that strange? We had a... My uncle...
Can I say one more thing before we go to that? Because I want to talk about that.
Yeah,
What were you going to talk about?
No, I was going to say
cousin?
That. Yeah.
Okay, I want to talk about that.
Yeah.
But I want to bring up just two more commercials. One I might have already brought up before. Did I bring about the one commercial about the men who have to take this one pill because they have the erectile problem that makes their penis curve?
No. Okay. No, but I had a dream that you wanted to bring that up.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I've been in your dream then, because I feel like I've talked to you about this.
And I feel like you talked to me about it as well.
Okay, well,
and then
I
wanted to say, hey, Jewel, what about the people with the crooked penises?
Yes.
And you went, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Really?
Yeah. Do you remember that? And now, no?
Wait, did that happen in your dream?
Yeah, maybe it was a dream that you told me that you wanted to talk about men with crooked penises.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Okay, well, welcome to the Matrix.
I am totally freaking out.
Okay, so anyway.
Did you say it's all about the Matrix right now?
I go, welcome to the Matrix.
Right.
Or I'll do it like we're in the Matrix.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Matrix. Because they have a lot of, that script must have been very small.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody talks in very short bites.
Right.
Like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Neo, you are the one, yeah, da 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 da. They would have not picked me naturally to be in that show.
Oh, no. Girlfriend.
It would have been a 20-minute movie. Neo, you're the one. Come on. You can fly. Yay. Pick the blue one. You pick the red one? What do you do? Pick the red one. Dummy.
Did I just not prophesy that this was going to happen?
Yeah, exactly. So that's pretty awesome. Now, here's the thing. It's got older men and, you know, attractive older men. Like, hey, don't be afraid don't be ashamed that your penis is crooked. It's a natural thing. I mean, that happens. Now, I don't know. I mean, I think it'd be very painful to have a crooked penis.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't go specifically, like, is it, you know, when it's erect or when it's not erect? I don't know. Like,
how could it be crooked, not erect?
I don't know. Is it always erect? I don't know. That's hysterical. Is it an angle? I don't know. I don't know what the problem is. But in bigger than normal print, they all have disclaimers on all the commercials, you know, like,
okay,
this is only done in a professional course. Do not try, you know, all
right.
That stuff.
Right.
This one in bigger than normal print.
Yeah.
It said, these are portrayed by actors only. They do not, none of these people have the condition.
No.
Like,
I'll collect my paycheck, but don't you dare think I have a crooked penis.
I'm on Match.com. I can't even think, I can't go at that person. I think I saw him in that commercial about the crooked penis.
There was a crooked man and he had a crooked house. He lived and a little crooked mouse. Oh. I don't know. There's a song like that.
Is it really?
It's a Peter, Paul, and Mary song.
Is it about Annie had a crooked Peter?
Peter. Crooked Peter.
Crooked Peter. So me.
That
Peter,
sounds
Paul,
like
and Mary.
That sounds
Peter
like,
had a crooked Peter.
Yeah.
But then I thought, wouldn't it be, I don't know if this is true, because women are still getting used to talking about themselves. I mean, we still are sometimes embarrassed about our vaginas, you know,
mm-hmm.
But maybe they're crooked vaginas. Maybe like,
really, Jules?
Maybe that could be like a dating app, you know, just call it crooked. Yeah. Like, hey, it's like a key in a lock.
Yeah.
Like you might like, hey, I need I'm looking for.
OMG.
Yeah.
You're saying.
What am I saying?
I'm
not really sure what I'm saying.
You're saying that for every pot, there is a lid.
Yes.
And you're saying for every crooked Peter, there's a crooked vajayjay out there.
Crooked Mary.
That will.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Now, I love that. See?
Well,
I love that. What about,
you know,
our 8-minute movie?
Yes.
Is the. As two people discovering each other on the Crooked app.
Yes.
And what it must feel like to, like, find someone that can accept.
Wouldn't that be very weird if that's how God planned it? Like God goes,
Would you put that down? Because we need a Crooked app.
Okay, Crooked app.
Yeah, we need to own that.
Okay, crooked.com.
Oh, come on.
That's
I'm sure
taken.
That's already taken. But what about Crooked peep?
Crooked peep, 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 peep.
Crooked
P and V.
Yeah, P-I-V.
Yeah.
Crooked P, penis and vagina.
P-I-V.
Yeah.
I mean, there are probably people out there.
What about POV?
Never mind. Let's talk about that.
POV is point of view.
Oh, yeah. Crooked point of view.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Oh, my God. Come on.
A crooked.
Right now.
I'm not going to right now.
As we're doing this show, just stop what you're doing.
Yes. So that's very interesting
for me. Okay.
There's what? I'm not going to look it up right now.
All right. Okay.
I don't have my phone with
me. If somebody else did it, then in the meantime?
They got $1 million idea from us.
Yeah.
Maybe they can put us in the back of their
book. And they can say, you're welcome.
Yeah,
we'll just say you're welcome.
pass it along.
Yeah.
You know.
Pay it forward.
Yeah. We want to help the refugees. Maybe
adopt
you can
somebody.
Give, maybe you can take our idea, make $1 million, and help the refugees.
Yes. Please. Buy some in potatoes or yes. something.
Exactly.
So they can have some carbs.
Potatoes.
I just know that this one lady, she donates potatoes to the refugees.
Aw.
So.
Because no one in America is eating potatoes right now. We're all on like, we're all going carbless.
And we're still fat.
I know, it's crazy. Ah. But okay, so, and so another commercial. So I thought that was interesting, like in big, bold print.
No.
Actors, and they don't have the disease.
They're only portraying yes. men with crooked penises.
Yes.
Neither, none of these actors have crooked penises.
None of them. None.
How do we know How that for sure?
How do we know? And so the other commercial.
But I want to see that guy go, oh my God, you're the guy that has the,
yeah.
that pretends they have the crooked penis.
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
Yes, I am. I well, you pretend so well, you should have won an award.
Yeah. You yeah. might win the. What is the best commercial of the year award called?
I don't know. I used to know that. Cause
is
like
it
a
the Obie?
Sure, why not?
Obie?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, this other commercial, every time I see it, I think of Jesus. And
it,
not it's in a normal way, not in a, like a
just like not like just like Jesus, baby Jesus.
No, just more like
Jesus on the cross?
No. Jesus walking.
Jesus walking the 12 no. stations of the cross?
Yes.
Walking the hills of Gethsemane?
No. Walking with a pedicure. With kids, like it's a pet. I think it's either like a.
He's got sandals.
He's this. There's a scene of a person walking with Jesus-like sandals and a white
robe.
Like all we see is from the below the calf,
mm-hmm.
and it's like a flowing white thing.
Mm-hmm.
And
is it a man?
I have no idea because it's literally only like a 2 or 3 beats worth. But to my mind, every time I see this commercial, I think, why are we watching Jesus' feet? What's this commercial about?
Right.
And then it's like, the next scene is like a girl wearing high heels and all this. It's all about pedicures.
Oh.
And it's either a cream or something else, mm-hmm. but it's all about your feet, taking mm-hmm. care of your feet.
Mm-hmm.
But the first scene literally reminds me of Jesus' feet. Like if I thought, there's Jesus walking,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know why. Like why do they pick
so
that?
Because somehow that's, because they want to get your attention.
I guess. But, okay, so... the guy who does the miracle pillow, my pillow,
mm-hmm.
he always makes sure his cross is outside of his shirt when mm-hmm. he's on camera.
Oh, yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
To the point of like, dude, that shirt, your cross would be inside your shirt, on mm-hmm. that shirt, you know? Yeah. I mean, it just would naturally
somebody
be inside.
Somebody go, just put your cross inside your shirt. No, no.
No, no, no. I must let everybody yeah. know.
And also my flag, insignia.
Yes. Where American flag and my
and
cross.
My cross.
Now, I am totally cool with both of
what is
those.
The subliminal message?
Because now, I'm no longer sure. Like, I mean, I don't think he's discriminating on who's buying his pillows.
Oh, hell no.
You know, I think he's all for, like, hey.
Yeah.
You got $20. I got 2 pills and 2 free pills I can sell you. You know, I don't know. And wink, wink, I don't care where those pillows are going.
That's right.
You know.
I just want you to know.
That I'm an American. And they're made in America.
Mm-hmm.
That was a thumbs up.
And I believe in Jesus.
And I believe in the cross.
In the cross.
And in Jesus in the cross, yes. Yeah. And I'm like, well, cool, you know. I like, oh, no. You know, sometimes just these thoughts come in my head. I don't know what to do about them.
No, Jules.
Like, what if we start a trend? And instead of, because if you're a Christian, you believe, like, when Christ came, thank God Christ came. Because
right.
He kind of like. Took care of our sins because we're basically hugely flawed people.
He died for our sins,
yes, he
Julie.
Died for our sins.
Yes.
Okay. But without him, we had to rely on, you know, the God of Noah.
Whoops.
He's kind of a little bit of a...
turd.
Yeah. He's a little strict.
Yeah. He was like, you know what? I'm kind of want to start all over.
Yeah.
I think I'll just have a flood.
What if I... Like, we start the thing, like, just instead of having a gold cross, like a gold... Ark. Noah's Ark.
Which means that...
Like, you are a believer of, you know...
The old...
Yahweh or...
Oh, Yahweh?
Yahweh.
The Old Testament
yeah.
God.
My God is the Old Testament God.
Yeah.
Which I guess means you're a Jew, because... Doesn't that what that means?
Then you'd have like a yarmulke.
Yeah. Gold yarmulke.
I don't know.
But I mean, I don't know. I'm just trying to think. But that would be, I'm trying to also find that next new product.
Oh, you're always thinking, girlfriend.
Yeah. Which is, I'm always thinking, and I'm usually thinking wrong. We only got about 5 minutes left.
No.
I know. I mean, it's time goes by so fast.
I was thinking, I don't know, remember what I was trying to think about, but there was, I love the idea, though, of the gold cross. And I think there's somebody else out there, I can't remember, that, you know, in the commercial that always leads with, I'm wearing a, you know, a gold cross or something. You and know, we're supposed to, that's supposed to just go, oh, she's one of us.
Yeah. And it's so funny because, you know, we've been thinking about me doing some videos for my course, because really, in my master's program, I'm going deep with this idea of stress and meditation and all this stuff. And stuff I've been learning my whole life and putting it together in a nice mm-hmm. way. Mm-hmm. And we were starting to record and then I got sick. And I remember saying, Shelby, can still just, you know, be champs and like, you can do it. Go ahead. And you're like, no, this is ridiculous. We're not doing this while you're sick. I'm like, okay, like I have to keep doing my course because my master's degree is running out.
Right. You're running out of time.
I'm running out of time. I gotta get this stuff done. Right. However this will be, it'll be all work out.
Right.
So that's the thing. I don't know what I was talking about.
You're talking about the videos.
Oh, the videos.
Yeah.
And so, but really trying, I think for years I have felt I had to be a certain way. Like, don't let anybody know, like, try to put on your best, you know, Jack Canfield or, you know, your best, you know, Tony Robbins, whoever the persona you want to show to the world, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. Except it came across for me like unauthentic mm-hmm. because here I am. I know a lot. I do a lot. And guess what? I still get colds. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. Could be I have bad allergies. I don't know. You get colds. Maybe I have bad genes in the cold department.
Oh, blame your mother.
Yes. Thank you. You know.
I like put that down as number 50 on our 8-minute movie.
Yeah. Blame, mother blame. Yeah.
Young daughter blames mother for everything.
Except that we've been reincarnated so many enough times. I don't know who's a mother, who's a daughter.
I know.
It's like only in this lifetime have I, you know. So who knows? How back should that game, that guilt and blame trip go back?
Yeah.
Millennia.
Yeah, exactly.
For sure. So, you know. So, I at some point, when I was doing our video for my course to get people to join
right.
you know, weight loss and stress,
yeah.
I just said, I want to be filmed in a very natural way because I want people to know this is who I am.
Yeah.
I'm not anybody different than who
like
I am.
Like I said, Julie, would you like to put some lipstick on? And she goes, hell no.
Do I wear lipstick
every day? Do I ever wear makeup?
Yeah.
I go, no, you don't.
Yeah.
And I will not do it on my video.
Yeah, I'm not going to do my video. There's just no point. I'm not going to look like somebody
I go, would you like to put your hair up in some roller shorts? Do I ever put my hair up? No.
No.
And I will not do that, mother.
You know, I do this. I do a little roll here and there. And we did it twice. The first time I had my hair back in a ponytail and kind of spoofed up and it was kind of windy and never looked right.
Mm-mm.
And then I came back and I looked at it and I'm going, you know, I can do a little better job than this though.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, wore a different top because the other top was a little more boobalicious, the first one. Mm-hmm. I go, I'm just seeing my cleavage.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that is who I am. But it's a distraction. I also wear tops that don't show my cleavage. I'm not being unauthentic by not showing my cleavage.
And really, Julie, why is it so necessary? These millennials, they demand authenticity.
I don't know, because I don't even know if they don't even know what that means anymore.
Yeah.
Because certainly if you look at their people's sites, it's just all, it seems all inflated anyway. I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, Griffin, our show's over.
What?
I know.
And we just talked for an hour. That's not right.
I know. Did I talk about the two commercials I want to talk about?
Yeah, I thought you had a third one, though.
I thought I did, too, but I think I'm good. The sandals of Jesus that, you know, that promote, you know, what's that Omape or what's that thing?
Amape?
That takes care of the calluses.
Is that what it does?
I think it was. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know, I do know this, that you could find, there probably is godly pumice out there. Or is it pumice? What's that stuff? Pumice?
Godly pumice? Time out. Write it down. .com. Godlypumas.com. I got a feeling GoDaddy's going to love it.
All right, girlfriend. So how was the show today, girlfriend?
It was great.
It was great. It was great. It was great. It was great.
was great. It was great.